Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last week on the show, yeah, if you missed it, we revealed the sexiest languages. Every year they do a list that comes out, and it was revealed that the accents most favoured by men in women, the top five was American, French, Australian, Brazilian, and at number one, Spanish, which I definitely agree with. They are sexy, sexy accents, the old Spanish.
Especially that Australian one.
Now, the accents favoured by women was in the top five, Spanish, French, Italian. Now, these top two I was a bit weirded out by. At number two is Irish. At number one, Scottish.
Love it. Love it. They are two sexy, sexy accents.
Now, Irish coming in at number two, got pipped to the post by Scotland. One man that's not happy about it. He joins us on the phone right now.
It's Niall from One Direction. I go bananas for Josiah and Herbie.
Niall from One Direction. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
You're welcome.
Now, Niall, when I heard about this list last week, I wasn't shocked because I love an Irish accent. We know, I'm going to say it again, I'm a big fan of yours. How did you feel finding out that you had a sexy accent?
Look, I don't know if it's sexy, but I think it's more confusing.
Confusing how?
Well, I think there's mystery in language, and I think if you don't know what the other person's saying, it could be sexy.
Hey, Niall Horan, are you upset? Second on the list is actually, it's quite good. However, are you a bit annoyed that you were pipped by the Scots? They came in at number one.
Not at all. I'm actually friends with Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, is he Scottish?
He is Scottish. Ah. And he, my friend, I find him sexy too.
Would you like to hear my impersonation of Lewis?
Oh, I'd love that.
You can do it. Niall Horan doing Lewis Capaldi. All right, here we go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the awards. I'm very funny. I'm very unassuming. My name is Lewis Capaldi.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Hey, I don't want to sound racist here, but I couldn't really tell the difference.
I could tell a little bit. I could tell that you're being Lewis because he does do his art a little bit when he's on stage.
I've got it mixed up before. My old boss, he was Welsh, and I used to think he was Scottish. He used to get so offended. Do you get offended? Do you find that racist, or are you used to it now, Niall?
I don't really get jokes, so no, I don't get offended.
I thought you were a funny guy, Niall. You don't mind a good time with the boys. How
funny by accident.
Like, yeah. Herbie.
Oh. I'll take it, whatever I can get.
If I'm the same as Niall, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah. Hey, how's the whole COVID-19 situation going while we've got you, Niall? You holding up all right, mate?
Yeah, we're pretty good over here. There's talk of a second wave, but I'm worried about Melbourne. I've heard lots of things on the radio.
What advice would you give to people who are in stage 4, stage 3 restrictions to keep busy? Any fun activities?
Maybe talk to an Irishman or a Scotsman by the sound of it.
Yeah, actually, that would get things really heated up. Well, Niall Horan, congratulations. Second on the list, mate. As always, we know you're a busy man, but we appreciate your time this morning.
Can I just correct you to say it's Horan, not Horan?
Oh, Horan.
I'm not out selling anything.
Thanks for clearing that up, Niall. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.